Fledermaus, which means the bat in German. A Fledermaus is a bat, by Johann Strauss. We are doing the entire second act. A Night at the Ball is what we're calling our show. It'll be a grand party. The Prince Orlovsky, a very wealthy, very bored young nobleman, is throwing his yearly bash at his palace. And among the invited guests are Dr. Falke, who is going to use the festivities to play a joke on his friend Herr Eisenstein. The whole family is involved. Scandal abounds. Surprises abound. We have wonderful students in this production. Very, very much talent. Everyone's been just a joy to work with. I've really enjoyed the whole process of the rehearsals and developing characters and looking for ways to be special on stage. It's just been a great experience. I've enjoyed every minute of it. The show is on for two nights, Thursday and Friday, both in the recital hall in Dalton. Thursday begins at 7:30, Friday at 8. There'll be nice little receptions afterwards, after each show. We hope to get a good crowd because the students certainly deserve it. A lot of hard work has gone into this, and we have tried to make the single act of Fledermaus as big as we possibly can. In fact, I think we've turned it into an entire opera in a nutshell, which is perfect for the opera goer who may or may not really feel comfortable with sitting through 3 hours of an opera for his first time.
One of the things that I find most appealing would be the fact that the music is by Johann Strauss, the Waltz King of Vienna. What an amazing time period that was.
Very definitely. And it's quite unusual because this operetta, it was purchased by the director of Theater an der Wien, as were so many hit tunes of that era. It was purchased actually, though, as a French play called Réveillon. And it was later deemed to be unsuitable for the Viennese public for some reason.
Oh, no.
And was due to be scrapped. But the theater director was not for this, and he engaged two more scriptwriters to redo the lyrics and Johann Strauss to do the music. He was immediately enamored of this. He went into seclusion to write the piece. It premiered to a kind of ho-hum reception in Vienna, I must say. However, the Berlin production in Germany, which followed, was a rousing success. And then I think the Viennese decided, well, if it's good enough for Berlin, maybe we should make it good enough for us. So the second time it came around in production in Wien, it was also a huge success and is now one of the major pieces in the operetta repertoire. It's definitely a satire on Viennese society. This also is apparent in the ball scene, where there are various surprise appearances by other people who don't belong there and their reactions.
Right.
So as I say, a very entertaining evening, we hope, and the students have put in so much work, as have I, but I'm the teacher, it's my job.
Right. I wondered if you could tell me a couple of things that you've been able to contribute from your experience as a performer and with European opera companies, and what helpful hints you've been able to provide to your cast.
Well, because I've done this opera several times myself, I've often sung the part of Rosalinda, and I have actually sung it in Vienna. Of course, I had to do it in German with a Viennese accent. Now, that is not being attempted here. Although our Prince Orlovsky is doing very well at keeping up a very believable Russian accent for the entire production.
Well, good for him.
Yeah, or her, as it might be.
So for anybody who loves the Blue Danube Waltz or one of the other famous tales from the Vienna Woods, are we going to have a strong hint of that in this operetta?
Oh, yeah. In fact, practically the entire finale is in one form or another a waltz. And we have had waltzing lessons from our fabulous duo from the dance department, Sharon Garber and David Kerwin.
Tell me a little more about your cast. Are they bringing a lot of professionalism to this production?
Oh, as far as their stage presence and their willingness to work, very professional. Of course, I have everyone from freshmen to seniors in this class. I think I have, if you counted them up, about 27 students all in this production. So we've been working more on presentation, acting techniques, and how to develop your character on the stage, since it's not possible to pick a vocal level for that many diverse students.
There's so many things that a performer in an operetta or an opera has to be thinking about besides singing, the acting and the timing and I know this is a comedy, so they'll have to have some good comic chops as well.
Yes, and of course, as we know, those take a lifetime to develop, and this is maybe several people's first shot at something like this, but I can only say that the development among the students has been extraordinary from the first day of reading the dialogue to what we are trying to present now. So I say they have all had an educational experience here. And yes, you're totally right. Operetta, it's often considered the stepchild of opera and not given so much, shall we say, attention, whereby actually operetta to pull off gracefully and professionally is much more difficult than opera because it has actually so many more facets. You're exactly right. It has comedic timing. You have to learn how to deliver dialogue. You also must have a very stable singing technique because it's not easy switching from dialogue to singing and back again. In opera, you very seldom have to do that. So, yes, operetta has gotten kind of a bad rap a little bit as being not serious, but it certainly is serious in the way that you must develop it and produce it.
Well, having a cast of aspiring young singers always adds that magical touch of excitement to a performance. And I hope it goes really well for you.
Well, I certainly do too. I hope we have a very good audience, as I say, tonight, because I wanted to also to give the students two chances to do their roles. You know, very seldom are you satisfied with something that you only do once. And it's so nice to have another chance to go back and add, subtract, just have another chance to get it under your belt. And it's good for the role later, too, if they were ever to use it.
Well, I can't wait to go hear some Johann Strauss right now. So I'm going to let you go and play a few waltzes here.
Thank you, Tara. And I'll see you on one of those nights.